In this edition of Czechs in History, we look back at the life and work of Ester Krumbachová, an artist, costume designer, screenwriter, and one of the most important personalities of the Czech New Wave. Although her name is somewhat forgotten today, she was a major inspiration to the leading filmmakers of the 1960s, such as Věra Chytilová, Jan Němec, or Vojtěch Jasný. I happened to know Ester personally because she lived in the same street as my family. I met her as a child in the early 1980s when she was banned by the communist regime and was not getting any commissions. Though she was more than 50 years older than me, I loved spending time in her flat, which she shared with her four cats, two turtles and a parrot, and which was full of plants and decorations. Teresa Brdečková, a writer and film critic, was also a frequent visitor at Ester's Pankrác flat.
I was in this age, I remember I was something like 25 years old, beginning artist, and she was very good in this to teach this artistic life to people. And she had both a kind of very tough working discipline and absolutely easy peasy attitude towards life, and this is really something you must learn, otherwise you are lost. Because, for example, which was very difficult for her, she couldn't really work. She was politically unwilled somehow. So she earned her life by making jewelries from plastic. And this was probably the reason why she was inviting me, because I was interested in fashion and I knew some designers. And I was buying something from her. And we were, of course, talking. She had a beautiful voice, as you can remember. And she influenced me enormously somehow.
Ester studied arts in her hometown of Brno, but she has always been attracted to theatre. She started working as a set and costume designer and gradually made her way to film. One of her first films were Diamonds of the Night, directed by Jan Němec in 1964. Here is how he remembers their first meeting.
My first meeting with Ester Krumbachová was maybe 50 years ago, when I was preparing my first feature, Diamonds of the Night, and the free post for the costume designer. She was quite well-known theatrical costume designer and also set designer. For me, it was some sort of touch of destiny. Before the meeting, I gave her a screenplay, and she just told me that she never read something so powerful as my... It was my script. And then we met and we start to speak about the costume. She was then later also the story editor. And later she was very attractive, sexy woman. We start to live together and finally I'd marry her.
Most of the film and theatre directors agree that Ester was exceptional in sharing other people's visions and freely and spontaneously offering the best of her talents and abilities. As Teresa Brdečková says, she was extremely generous as an artist.
She was really able, and she even loved to put her art and talent in the services of the others. Mostly artists, film artists, writers, painters, they think only about themselves and about their I don't know, life work, I would say. This was absolutely not important for her. She was able to have the best idea, to get the best ideas for the service of Věra Chytilová or Krejčík or Juráček or whatever. And for Ester, for me, which was very typical, people often don't realize it, but she really gave something as a... I would say art style to all these films in the 60s, and really not only to the new wave films. She was very famous of working very hard. The car were coming for her to drive her in Barrandov in 60s every morning, and the only problem was that she was doing this only until the moment she really could do it. That meant that, for example, in the middle of the film, she just disappeared. No one could find her, and she just went for holiday or whatever. She was out of energy. She felt herself totally free to give what she wanted and to stop when she wanted.
Here is how Esther herself explained her approach to costume design in an interview for Czech Radio in 1995.
Kostým totiž nejsou šaty. Kostým, jako ať divadelně nebo filmově, to je událost.
Costume does not mean clothing. Costume, both in film and theatre, is an event. Something from the story must happen in the costume. I myself have developed certain tricks. For example, I'd make one sleeve slightly shorter than the other. No one would really notice, but there's a certain discord. Costume designers should understand that they're not dressing people in trousers or hats or shirts. They should see them as a way of modelling the character that's supposed to play in the film.
Although she had enormous influence on other people's work, Esther rarely worked on her own projects, and the only film she directed received mixed reactions. Tereza Brdečková again.
I think she had, like many people with a genius talent, she had a lot of problems with herself. For example, she had always the great drive in the beginning, and she had enormous difficulties to finish something. And it was always the same. That's why people had such a problems to make her finish their own work. And when she was working for herself, it was a kind of disaster.
Throughout the 1960s, Esther Krumbachová left her mark on a number of films, including All My Good Countrymen by Vojtěch Jasný or Valerie and Her Week of Wonders by Jaromil Jireš. At the peak of her career, however, she was officially banned from working as a film artist. The reason was a film called The Party and the Guests, a parable about the nature of authoritarian regimes. Jan Němec, who directed the film, had to bear the consequences as well.
My meeting with Esther Krumbachová was my personal tragedy. There is one point of view, that second that she saved me, you know, that I was very young, very ambitious. And I think that I was talented, but also I was very career and, let's say, money-oriented. And she just completely changed me, and my very happy way to success was destroyed by the second film, Report of the Party and Guests. This, at the time, was very, let's say, famous film. It was completely forbidden, and I was kicked out from Barrandov, and I started my political trouble in Czechoslovakia and in my native country.
For someone like Esther, who lived for her work, it must have been extremely difficult, but she was a natural fighter and never allowed herself to complain or wallow in self-pity. Much later, she told Czech Radio how hard it was to give up her work.
To je moje vášeň. Já jsem tak trpěla, že jsem potom nesměla pracovat. Já jsem se umřu. Opravdu.
I really suffered, and I thought I'd die when I wasn't allowed to work. Honestly, I'm not exaggerating. When I remembered the way the electric lights used to crack when you switched them off, and the typical smell of the dressing room, all these slightly shabby things, I really wanted to cry.
Immediately after the Velvet Revolution, Esther went back to work with a vengeance. Her last film, Marianne, by Petr Václav, was released in 1996, which was the year she died. It was only much later, when I watched all the great films of the 1960s, that I realized that Esther, my childhood friend and neighbor, was also one of the greatest Czech artists.